Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 53. Staying cloudy overnight with a low around 28. A chance for some rain showers on Tuesday, cloudy with our high 42, and more rain possible over Tuesday night with a low around 36. Rain showers do become likely on Wednesday, cloudy with our high 46, and showers continue throughout Wednesday night with a low around 34. And more rain showers are likely throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing investigation regarding the origins of the COVID-19 virus and the potential of that virus being leaked out of a Wuhan lab in China. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas has said that he has been working with the U.S. Department of Energy and the Federal Bureau of Investigations on the assessment on the originations of that virus coming from the Wuhan lab, and says it raises further alarms regarding the dangers of the viral gain-of-function research projects that were funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci along with the National Institute of Health to China's EcoHealth Alliance. The senator said the investigations are still ongoing through his office, as they have been over the last few years, and says he has been receiving documents directly relevant to the U.S. funding of research in China that could have led to the COVID-19 outbreak, saying, quote, "We've started the work for this commission over 2 years ago and will continue to press forward in a bipartisan fashion," as he says that we need to know where the virus came from to hopefully prevent future accidents from happening. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2018 219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
Two Kansas residents have been arrested by the Justice Department at the federal level on allegations of illegally exporting aviation-related technology to the country of Russia. KNK News reports that Cyril Gregory Bujanovsky, along with Douglas Robertson, have been charged with conspiracy, exporting controlled goods without a license, falsifying and failing to file electronic export information, and smuggling goods in violation of United States law. According to the U.S. Justice Department, the two individuals owned and operated a CanRoos trading company that allegedly supplied aircraft electronics to Russian companies and provided repair services for equipment used in Russian-manufactured aircrafts. They could be facing up to 35 years in prison if convicted, and the FBI, along with the Commerce Department's Office of Export Enforcement, are investigating the incident. In other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, along with the Seward County Sheriff's Office, is investigating a death after the discovery of human remains in northern Seward County. KWCH News reports that the cause of death from the remains so far is still under investigation, as they found the remains near Highway 83 and mile marker 17.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature continues to debate an ongoing conversation that's been going on for years, including constitutional carry of firearms in the state and getting rid of the need for a concealed carry permit. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the bill was brought up last year and was short by 2 votes in order to pass. But State Senator Tom Brewer of Gordon, Nebraska, has officially introduced LB 77 that would eliminate the requirements to obtain a permit to conceal carry a firearm and would prohibit certain regulations of weapons by Nebraska cities, villages, and counties.
Many of these counties out there have a deputy, and that's it, for an entire county. So you can be without law enforcement for a very long time.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. Current Nebraska law is an open carry state, and in order to get a concealed carry permit, you have to pass a background check, pay a $100 permit fee, and take a gun safety course. This legislation would remove those regulations. Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners discussed the proposed jail project at last week's meeting and reviewed cost estimates, currently just over $12 million. A special election in response to a public petition verified in October could move forward perhaps in late April. It would decide if the county should sign a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million to finance the balance of the project. The importance of public meetings has been raised, but nothing has been scheduled. John Unger, who joined the board after the last election, said he heard concerns with the location, which is planned north of Subway, east of Marysville. Washington County commissioners discussed a request from TC Energy. They'd be allowed to maintain approximately 13 miles of Washington County roads the company is using during cleanup. The county attorney suggested a road use maintenance agreement. Commissioners heard an update on the neighborhood revitalization program, which has at times created confusion when applicants are dropped from the program when property taxes are not paid on time. Changes after application, without notice of revision, were also concerns that are encountered. The program included 76 applications in 2022, with 40 new ones in 2023 to date. Neighborhood revitalization allows for reduced property taxes on a prorated annual basis for new construction and qualified remodeling projects that are approved in advance of work beginning. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update that the state is beginning a process of replacing signs in the northern part of the county. Conversations are ongoing with the Department of Transportation regarding compensation Nemahal County would receive as a detour is planned for box culvert replacement on Highway 9 at V Road. A group of concerned citizens spoke about the need for continued services provided by the nutrition program at Seneca and Sabetha. Commissioner Dylan Keim explained the county's not wanting to make any changes to Meals on Wheels, but they are trying to cut costs involved with the congregant meal program. County currently spends over $15 per meal, serving over 32,000 each year. Those present suggested ways to keep the congregant meal program active due to the socialization it provides seniors in the community. Gage County Planning and Zoning last week unanimously voted to recommend approval of a request for a commercial greenhouse east of Beatrice at 66th and Hoyt Roads. A public hearing is planned March 22nd. Permitting for a 6,200-head hog finish operation between Adams and Philly was tabled while awaiting a study from the Lower Big Blue NRD. Support and opposition to the proposed project was heard at last week's meeting. Gage County Board of Supervisors spoke about consolidation of townships at the recent annual Board of Supervisors and Township Association combined meeting. They wanted members to think about this and would like input. Some townships struggle to pass bond issues and cannot raise their levies enough. Due to many past boards, they wanted to keep taxes down. One concern mentioned is snow removal. City of Wymore has ceased local law enforcement effective March 1st, noting insufficient officer resources for continued operation. Calls will be handled by Gage County Dispatch and Sheriff's officers. Nuisance violations can be referred to the Wymore City Office. A police advisory committee is being developed, and three community volunteers are needed to look into the future of the Wymore Police Department and help resolve law enforcement issues. The National Weather Service plans to hold a statewide tornado drill Tuesday, March 7th at 10 a.m. North Central Regional Planning Commission will host a community connection event in Washington Tuesday evening to introduce staff and share available project assistance they can bring for community and organizations. Many of the grant process application windows have been shortened. Those communities and organizations can be prepared to capitalize on opportunities with advanced planning. North Central Regional Planning Commission provides coordination and technical assistance for county, cities, nonprofits, rural water districts, schools, and small businesses. anyone welcome to attend Tuesday evening, 6 until 8 p.m. at the KSDS Meeting Room in Washington at 702 D Street. For additional information, go to the organization website, ncrpc.org. Robert E. Bob Fisher, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Fisher. Randy S. Novotny, age 61, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Wymore. Burial of ashes in the Okito Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Randy Novotny. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna with French bread, green beans, peaches, and a cookie. KNDY News Time 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Tuesday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers are still possible over Tuesday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Rain showers do become more likely on Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and more rain over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers still continue as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then rain and snow showers are possible over Thursday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. North winds gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will resume their speaker series with Ron Wilson this Sunday afternoon, March 12th, 2 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. He'll speak of Kansas history, trails, and tales. Join Ron Wilson for this presentation Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville.
The start of a new winning streak for the Bucks and a double overtime thriller in Boston. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After their 16-game winning streak was snapped on Saturday, the Bucks looked to bounce back against the Wizards.
No-look pass underneath to Giannis. Giannis goes inside, under the rim, lays it in with a reverse layup.
The call on WTMJ, Giannis's 23 points, 13 assists, and 10 boards secured the 117-111 win for Milwaukee. The Knicks looked to run their win streak to 9 with a win over the Celtics.
Quickly, circling up top, enters the lane, to the rim, the leader, got it!
98.7 ESPN New York with the call. Emmanuel Quickly stepped up big for the Knicks, scoring a career-high 38 points. The Knicks survive in Boston, 131-129. The Clippers look to capitalize against the injury and suspension-riddled Grizzlies.
George got it, floats it up and in!
The call on 710 ESPN LA. The Clippers continue to chip away in the standings, now tied with the Mavericks for the 7th seed in the West, 135-129 the final. More NBA. Steph Curry returned last night as the streaking Warriors visited the Lakers. Anthony Davis stepping up without LeBron.
Gets it to Davis. for the three-pointer, rattles one home.
The call on ESPN Radio. AD's 39 points and 8 rebounds helped end the Warriors' 5-game winning streak. Lakers win 113-105. College hoops. Number 1 Houston looking to avoid the upset against unranked Memphis. Jamal Shedd providing the heroics.
Shedd, the jumper for the win. It's good! Jamal Shedd with the winner at the buzzer.
Jeremy Branham, Learfield on the call. That 3 from Shedd lifted the Cougars out of the hole, avoiding another shocking loss to the Tigers, 67-65 the final. To the ice of the NHL, the Hurricanes lit up the Lightning 6-0 behind a Teuvo Teravainen hat trick. The Devils outlasted the Coyotes in overtime 5-4, and the Golden Knights topped the Canadiens 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Sub-state basketball championship Saturday in 1A Division II girls action. Hanover stopped Lynn 59-41. 1A D1 Frankfort girls over Osborne 50-31. Donovan West took Centralia 44-39. Class 3A girls Riley County over Nemahal Central 46-41. 4A Bishop Meige over Wamego 56-48. And Wellington took Chapman 66-33. Boys, 1A Division II, Axtell edged Hanover 56-52. D1, Centralia beat Burlingame boys 46-45. Clifton Clyde took Blue Valley 59-40. And in 3A boys, Marysville beat Nemahal Central 53-35. Marysville boys advanced to Hutch, Frankfort girls to Dodge City. Hanover girls and Axtell boys to Great Bend in state tournament play next week.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, last week was a very interesting week around the markets. What happened last week? Let's get some analysis from K-State grain economist Dan O'Brien.
Well, it's been a week in which the futures markets took a move to the downside for the feed grains anyway, and also a little bit lower on the wheat. Closed on Thursday with the May contract at 633 3/4 and D's at 570. Perhaps now, by this time of year, there's still some grain being held, but we can have our attention on the new crop bids. 570 is down about 25-30 cents from where we had been for a good amount of time throughout the winter. So that affects, of course, both the new crop corn and grain sorghum bids. When you look at soybeans, close to 1367 on Thursday, and that happened to be up from the previous day's close. May, the lead contract now 1509. So still, we have pretty strong support for what's happening in the soybean market. And on the wheat market, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, generally down lower. You know, some of the moisture that we've got in parts of the West has no doubt had some impact on what the prospects for the crop are and what how traders are bidding. I'm really curious to see what our climatologists and others say about what their take is on soil moisture, on weather prospects going forward. But as we're sitting right now, we have caught some moisture, at least in the northern part of western Kansas. I'm curious to see what's still out there in the southern parts and other areas around the state. But generally, we have had more moisture, and I would say in looking at some of the moisture maps over the last bit of time, although the drought monitor does show that we're still quite dry in a lot of the areas we had been dry in for a while.
And that's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Did you know that approximately a billion birds die a year from run-ins with windows? This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts provides insight on research conducted on methods to reduce the number of bird strikes on windows.
Worldwide, there's about a billion birds that die every year because of strikes to windows, which was a surprising number for me to find out. There's sort of two kinds of these bird strikes. One of them is where the bird doesn't know the window is there and just runs into it, and those can be lethal to the bird sometimes. The other are birds that are seeing their reflection in a reflective surface and sort of beating their beak on the window because they're trying to get at a competitor. And the study that we're talking about today is more to try and avoid those birds strikes where the birds are flying through the window because they can't see it there.
Ricketts goes on to explain the types of films placed on windows in the study.
So this study mainly looked at window films that allow the window to still look and function as a window. A lot of times when I'm helping homeowners, I will suggest some films that have a caricature of an animal on them or some sort of picture that allows the bird to see that that whole surface is not open. Or we might think about putting some newspaper on the window, but a lot of folks don't want to obstruct their windows, and these industrial treatments would allow that to happen. There's two kinds. One of them was called bird shades, and the other one is called bird shield. And the bird shield, if you looked at it very closely, would have some sort of pinstripe designs on it. You'd see stripes, and the birds can see those really well. The bird shades uses a frequency of light that we can't see, but the birds can, and it makes them look striped as well.
He shares the optimistic results of the study that showed variability in the window treatment's effectiveness and the important differences that resulted between internal and external film application to the windows.
They compared the effectiveness of the two treatments to untreated glass when the film was applied to the outside of the glass, and then they also did the same comparison when the film was applied to the inside of the glass. What they saw was that the bird shades increased window avoidance by about 50%, and the bird shield increased window avoidance by about 40% when those products were applied to the outside of the window. 50% doesn't sound like all that much, but when we think about a half a billion birds, then that's a lot. And then what they also saw was when they applied those treatments to the inside of the windows, they saw a drastic reduction in effectiveness. And so even though it's not convenient, when we're thinking about applying something to a window to keep a bird from hitting it, it's going to be important to apply that to the outside of the window rather than the inside.
Once again, that was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts highlighting window films available to help decrease the number of bird strikes on windows. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is certainly a Monday, hey, with a 10 o'clock start. And we certainly got more good news in the cattle business, 164 to a spread of 166, and in the carcass side, 265. So it feels like kind of a good win-win week. And certainly after yesterday's weather, we'll head into this one with our eyes open. Well, here today at 12 o'clock noon, we will certainly get into a large hay sale as we have been moving a lot of hay. And folks, it seems like the market is good. So here is the listings for today. In the small squares, there's 10 alfalfa grass. In the brome department, there's 76 bales. In the straw, there's 72. In the big round, in the squares, we've got a lot of it, and we certainly have good round alfalfa. There's 12 second cut at 1363. There's 10 second cut at 1860. 20 second cut, 2020. 14 third cut, 1650. And again, folks, that alfalfa is outstanding. Hey, in the prairie department, I've got a group of 22 that weigh 1777. A group of 12 that weigh 1937. A group of 11 that weigh 1500. And I've got a small group of 8 prairie in the round bales. In the big square grass, 3x4x8, they weigh 1416. In the round grass, I've got a 10 with a weight of 1937. Additional grass of 8, 8, and 11. And we do have round straw 10 if you're going to need it coming up the end of the week. On the cattle business here, folks, we've got a nice run here certainly today. We'll get on those calves right after the hay sale, should be that 12:30 mark. And we're going to start off with Leroy Miller out of Pawnee City with 11 Black Angus Holstein cross steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 400 to 500. Eddie Schmitz out of Marysville, 9 Black Heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 650. Casey Wilson out of Tecumseh, 5 Black Steer and Heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. 6 Red Bulls. Folks, they're out of Elmwood, McLaughlin cattle, 550 to 600. Steve Pashold out of Firth got 8 black baldies, good little calves, steer and heifers, folks. They're going to weigh 400 to 500. Schlick DeBeer out of Milford's got 15 red steer and heifers weighing 450 to 550. Emily Haxby out of Claytonia, 47 black baldies, steer and heifers, a lot of F1s in there. They're going to weigh 500. and the Kruger cattle out of Cortland. They're going to be 126 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 700 to 800. There's about 12 of them in there at the 1,000-pound mark, folks, but a great set of black cattle. Ed Weeks out of Valparaiso's got 34 black steers. They're going to weigh 500 to 700. Smith Farms out of Pawnee City, 43 black and black baldies steering heifers, 5 to 750. John and Curtis Cisco out of Burchard's got 80 head of black heifers. They're going to weigh that 5 to 7. Paul Cisco, Burchard, 30 black heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 800. Roth Farms out of Dorchester's got 10 black heifers, 6.5 to 700. Terry McAuliffe out of Sterling, 31 black baldy, red baldy steering heifers. They're going to weigh 7.5 to 8.25. And the Timian calves out of Cook, they're 13 black baldy steering heifers weighing 6 to 700. Certainly could catch some more light calves here today. We certainly appreciate your business. Give us a call. Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571, along with Ryan Sommerhalder and Gail Harden. We certainly would love to service you in the cattle industry.
7:30 from KNDY, 34 degrees with highs in the middle 50s here yet today.
We sometimes cry when we're overwhelmed by happiness. Ever wonder why? We take a closer look next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 6th, the 65th day of the year. Actor and director Rob Reiner has a birthday, and the artist Michelangelo was born on this day in 1475. Most of us have had tears of joy at one time or another, but why would we cry even when we're happy? Well, a Yale psychologist thinks she has it figured out. Intense emotions tend to inhibit regular cognitive functions. In order to maintain control, turning on the waterworks is our brain's way of restoring emotional balance. And those tears have another benefit, too. They contain stress hormones and endorphins, nature's painkillers. It's why people say they feel better after a good cry. We expect the equilibrium logic works in reverse as well. We often say we have to laugh to keep from crying. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the final weekend of regular season basketball across the country, and the Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling to the Texas Longhorns for their final game of the regular season, with final score setting 75-59. It was a rough start for the get-go for the Jayhawks as the Longhorns went into the half 32-24, as Jalen Wilson was the only one putting up double digits on the board by the end of the game, putting 23 points on with 10 rebounds and one assist. K.J. Adams Jr. came in with 9 points overall for the game. Even with the loss, though, the Jayhawks wrap up the regular season still atop as the number one position in the Big 12 Conference, with conference play at 13-5. 25-6 for overall play. The Texas Longhorns did come in at number 2 for the Big 12 Conference at 12-6, overall at 23-8. Big 12 Conference tournament play begins this week as well, as the number 1 Jayhawks sit back and get ready for their tip-off on Thursday at 2 p.m. The Jayhawks are also still seated number 3 in the national AP polls going into the final tournaments.
The Marysville Bulldogs took care of business hosting the 3A Substate, defeating Nemahal Central 53-35 Saturday. Bulldogs, a 10-point first quarter and first half lead, outscored the Thunder 15-4 in a third quarter rout. Marysville goes 21-2 on to the state tournament in Hutchinson, while Nemahal Central finishes the season 10-13 knocking off previously undefeated top-ranked Sabetha in the semifinals last night. Bulldogs scoring led by Rhett Williams with 16. Jack Lauer had 14. Nemo Hall Central, no one in double figures. Braden Uphouse scoring 9. Marysville 53, Nemo Hall Central 35. Bulldogs take the Thunder for a second time this season and take the 3A Substate Championship. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
1A Division II Substate from Axel is wrapped up here on a Saturday. Hanover Lady Wildcats punch their ticket back to Great Bend next Wednesday as they defeat the Lynn Bulldogs 59-41. Hanover was led by Keegan Atkins with 17 points. Anna Juneman pitched in 13, while Sophia Bott pitched in 17 for the Bulldogs. But their season comes to an end at 14-9 as they fall to the Hanover Wildcats 59-41. In boys action, Asheville Eagles defeat the Hanover Wildcats in a rematch of season sub-state championship game. Asheville wins 56-52. Eagles were led by Grady Bissing with 13. Eli Brockerman and Isaac Detweiler pitched in 12. Brandon Schmelsley had 10. 20 points from senior Josh Zarbenick. He was not up as the Hanover Wildcats will end their season 17-6, while Axel punches their ticket to the state tournament for the first time since 14-15. Reporting live here from Axel for KNDY Radio, I'm Max Blasty.
Substate Basketball Championship Saturday in 1A Division II Girls Action. Hanover stopped Lynn 59-41. 1A D1 Frankfort Girls over Osborne 50-31. Donovan West took Centralia 44-39. Class 3A Girls Riley County over Nemo Hall Central 46-41. 4A Bishop Meige over Wamego 56-48. And Wellington took Chapman 66-33. Boys, 1A Division II, Axtell edged Hanover 56-52. D1, Centralia beat Burlingame Boys 46-45. Clifton Clyde took Blue Valley 59-40. And in 3A Boys, Marysville beat Nemo Hall Central 53-35. Marysville Boys advanced to Hutch, Frankfort Girls to Dodge City. Hanover Girls and Axtell Boys to Great Bend in state tournament play next week.